This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. It's time for the Klang Valley's biggest conversation, Talk Back on the Evening Edition, only on BFM 89.9.
A very good evening to you. I'm Caroline Oh.
And I'm Ezra Zide.
And this is the Evening Edition, and it's time for a Talk Back, as always.
That's right. And this evening, we're going to be talking about political humour and perhaps the role of humour. Our question for you today is, do you think political humour aggravates tensions, or is it an outlet for release?
Okay, so we know that satire is often what, you know, the public turns to when dealing with tragedy and other national issues. It's not unique to Malaysia, happens all over the world. And, you know, when it comes to Malaysia, there have been many of late accusations of Mara's involvement in kickbacks, for example, the latest 1MDB fiasco.
That's right. As well as, we're seeing a declining ringgit, rising cost of living, a new goods and services tax.
Yeah. However, even satire as an outlet may be put to an end with what we're seeing today is a recent announcement by the MCMC warning the public not to spread modified pictures, unverified news, or any form of speculation or mockery regarding the 1MDB fiasco through social media.
That's right. So they clarify that this applies to social media websites as well as private channels. That's right, includes your WhatsApp application on your phone.
I thought that was private.
Well, up to a certain point, apparently. Mm. So our question to you today, once again, is whether you feel that political humour is an outlet that aggravates tensions, or is it a release valve? Do you feel that this warning stifles our ability to deal with national tragedies and problems and issues? Of course, does it come with long-term social implications as well?
And, you know, is this especially a concern when it says that social media, including WhatsApp, right? Do you think political humour aggravates tensions, or is it an outlet for release? Do call us on 0377 109 000. You can text 0162 019 000. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio if you like.
And of course, you know, one of the main things that sort of prompted this announcement by MCMC was, of course, there were a lot of these modified pictures or posters or trailers going on Twitter. It was trending. Of course, the hashtag 1MDB movies was trending. It was a sort of a play on, popular sort of movies on the current issue. So, for example, you have 42 Billion Shades of Debt, or Bad Men, The Dead Knight Rises, and Rise of the Planet of the Debts, you know, The Walking Dead, Fantastic Four. Okay, I mean, you get my point. You get my point.
Yeah, I certainly do.
Interstellar.
What they're doing is they're cautioning us against mocking the controversy, whether you use hashtags or whatever it is. So do tell us whether you think political humour actually aggravates tensions, or is it an outlet for release? 0377 109 000, number to call, and we'll be right here waiting for a call. The Jicks and Stephen Marcus here with Lariat on BFM 89.9. And the question today is whether or not you think political humour aggravates tensions, or is it an outlet for release? 0377 109 000, number to call. You're with Caroline and Ezra. You know, some people think that we should laugh at ourselves because it's beneficial, like Helmi, who's on the line. Helmi, do you think we're taking everything a little bit too seriously?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I think we should be able to laugh at ourselves and, you know, not take ourselves too seriously, whether it's work, play, or politics.
And do you think it's right that, you know, of course, there's this whole issue about this trending hashtag and that people are making fun of this current situation. Do you think that's permissible within the discourse that we're having right now in the country?
I think yes, to a certain degree. I mean, there are very few outlets for people to really say how they feel. And humor is one way of doing it in a relatively harmless way. And if we have, you know, even if we have someone like Jon Stewart or a Malaysian equivalent of Jon Stewart, they'll be tremendously helpful, because you have someone who will be highlighting things that we otherwise probably wouldn't be able to talk about, and that will actually help the political process, I would think.
Are there things that you think should be sacrosanct, things that we should not joke about?
I think it's the same as using a bit of common sense when you're talking about things that may be, you know, perhaps racially sensitive or something that's very personal. Then I think you should, you know, be able to draw a line with things. But that's like, you know, having any normal day-to-day conversation.
No, well, therein lies the question. Do Malaysians have enough common sense to keep it nice and free, you know, where it doesn't need to be regulated? What do you think?
I might have to reserve comments on that. Well, but most of the people I know have a degree of common sense.
All right, have faith there, is what I say.
Lucky for him, they've got friends who've got common sense. I mean, that's terrific.
Thank you very much for that, Helmi.
We've got some tweets here. You know, political humor is an instrument to gauge political maturity of one's nation. If you can't take on jokes, then it shows your level. That was from Azwan Omar. There's another tweet here from Zahir that says, any resources we've got should be spent on the investigation and not to waste it on these types of things.
So, I mean, he does raise a good point there in that the funds would otherwise be spent tracking these perpetrators, so-called, down, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah, so the number to call once again, 0377109000. That's the number and those tweets. Ezra's monitoring today. It's at BFM Radio. On the line, we have Tom. Hi, Tom. What say you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I just, observation here, I'm listening to the conversation, and as a foreigner, I find it rather amusing that humor is being chopped off.
Yeah, welcome to Malaysia.
Yeah. Oh, I've been here for a long time, don't worry. I've been here for over a decade. It's just, I see some of the stuff that's going on social media, some of the things that are being poked fun at, and I think that's actually healthy. If you can't laugh at it, it's really bad news.
Right.
If you look at some of the countries that don't allow humor, it's just not good news.
So I suppose, though, since you've been here for 10 years, it's not necessarily surprising, right? We've seen guidelines come along our way saying, for example, you know, you should not do shows that lead to excessive laughter.
Yes, I know. I read that and I just started laughing.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Tom. Keep those calls coming in, 0377109000.
We've got a tweet here, a text message that come in that says, just be transparent and show us the facts, then everyone will not make jokes about it. What's wrong with letting go of our frustration since the institutions are opaque in their explanations and communications?
Yeah. So I suppose attention to detail is what's needed. Most of the time, we don't see that. Right? We get all these broad strokes.
That's right. We were going through some of the hashtag 1MDB movies. Here's another one that I kind of like. Honey, I Shrunk the Ringgit. Do you remember that?
Do you know the
Rick Moranis?
How about the Shringgit?
The Shringgit.
The Shringgit.
Okay.
Okay, on the line we have Johari. Hi.
Oh, yes. Good evening. I'm just phoning up to say I remember reading somewhere on the Google that some French guy called Voltaire back in 1778 said, and I quote, I disagree with what you have to say, but I will defend your right to say it. And I just think that Malaysia should be able to air its views if it's humorous and not too offensive.
And how do we know what is offensive and what is not offensive, in your opinion?
Oh, well, things like Honey, I Shrunk the Ringgit doesn't offend any individual or question.
Well, tell that to the director of Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
But do you think it hurts the country? So say if we give it the benefit of the doubt and there's critical mass, you know, when it comes to joking about things that should be important to us, the ringgit is very important to me, please go up. You know, do you think it's dangerous? Do you think it harms us in any way?
I think it would be much worse if there were sort of all these Twitters being policed for offensive matter, and some senior politician decides what is and what is not offensive. That would be more scary for me.
All right. Thank you very much. Of course, you know, this entire discussion, I mean, it's such an organic process in which this particular trending hashtag came about. It was just, you know, a couple of nights, or probably just quite recently, actually less than that, that people sort of started sort of having conversations between them. They were just putting out sort of ideas as to what movies they liked and how they were relating it to the current situation. And it got a tremendous response. And I think, you know, we saw this, I mean, even in dealing with the tragedy of MH370, there were moments in which, you know, people unite through humor and comedy because that was the only outlet that they had in dealing with such a tragedy like that. And so in every sort of circumstance, whether it be something as tragic or something that is concerning when it comes to public funds, it is an issue that sort of people need to sort of deal with. And if humor is not allowed, then what else do you do?
Yeah, no, I certainly agree with that. I mean, many situations, you know, I've dealt with, for example, rehoming stray animals, for example. It is a very, very sad situation. You know, so many stray animals on the street, nobody has a solution for it. And sometimes, you know, instead of trying to market the cause, you have to use a little bit of humor. I find that it works well.
Mission impeachable.
Mission impeachable, right? 19 minutes past 6, it's Talk Back. And the number to call is 0377-109000. The messages can be sent to 0162019000. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Here is a Smash Mouth. Then the morning comes. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. You're with Caroline and Ezra here on Talk Back. I told a lie. That was not Smash Mouth.
That was a text message that came in. It wasn't Smash Mouth, Karen, because I remember listening to Smash Mouth in the mid-90s. Okay. It sounded more like, you know, CCR. Really.
It was CCR. That was Bad Moon Rising. I apologize. I'll have Smash Mouth for you lined up in just a little bit. In the meantime, it's Talk Back Thursday, and we're discussing political humor and, well, I suppose the role of humor in society, asking you whether or not you think political humor aggravates tensions, or is it an outlet for release?
That's right, and of course, we've seen how MCMC, they had a warning today about the public warning saying that, you know, not to spread modified pictures, unverified news, or any form of speculation or mockery regarding the 1MDB fiasco through social media. And of course, we're referring to the trending hashtag 1MDB movies, which was a play on popular films in relation to the current scenario. And of course, there's been a whole host of them that you can see on Twitter, so you can look it up yourself. But occasionally, I might just drop a name or so.
Abdullah on the line. Hey.
Hello.
Hi there. Tell us what you think.
Yes, how are you?
We're good, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think the major problem that mainly facing for the economy is getting low is that the loss for last year, as we know, for the two airplanes, there's a major thing that caused for the nation is going hard. But in terms for the exchange, and also in all of the world, we're facing for this economic, like the euro is getting very low for this year, as we know, all of us. So I think there's a major change. Malaysia are facing for these problems, and not in, also in Malaysia and all over the world.
Right, thank you very much. So I actually missed a little bit of that, but you're saying that there are problems all over the world and it's not unique to Malaysia.
Yeah, well, we're seeing, you know, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of problems happening in Europe with regards to Greece, and, you know, everybody's sort of facing some sort of economic situation, and I guess, you know, humour needs to be addressed at some point.
All right, over to Mike, who's on the line as well. Hey, Mike.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, thank you. I hope you guys are good as well. I just like to say that Malaysians really need to laugh a lot more than they're doing currently, mm-hmm. because of the paranoia and, you know, the fuss about the economic situation and everything else under the sun. And I think this sharing of all of this humorous stuff needs to be encouraged. And there's a lot of creativity that went into getting all those movies. You know,
right.
So, yeah.
So you think it's harmless, essentially, and no concerns about it escalating to a level where we can't deal with it?
No. I think that's just paranoia.
And so, Mike, then tell me this. You know, why do you think then the authorities, in particular MCMC, have made this warning public when it comes to spreading these modified movie posters and all of that kind of stuff? What do you think their rationale could be?
I think it's just there's a lot of fear on the ground, and I just feel that they're trying to control everybody and get us in line.
All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. Sorry if we cut you off accidentally. Mm-hmm. You can call back if you want to add on to that. On the line, we have Owen. Hi, Owen.
Hello.
Hi. How are your you? Thoughts? I'm doing well, thank you.
Yes. I would just like to say something about humor. Mm-hmm. You know which other country does not allow humor? That would be North Korea. And I guess Malaysia shouldn't turn into something like North Korea, which is a terrible place to be. So I guess, you know, humor is needed in our society.
But are you so concerned that we're turning into North Korea, really?
We might, if we keep going this path.
And what do you think is the biggest problem when it comes to... I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people are being more exposed to different types of humor, either stand-up comedy or films. Do you think that's something that should be encouraged, you know, when people come across these kind of situations?
We should encourage humor. It's, you know, it's a way for people to express themselves, you know. It stimulates discussion, you know. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, we should be encouraged to share our humor.
All right, thank you very much. Which seems to be echoed in Sarah's thoughts. She's on the line. She says it's okay to laugh. Sarah?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
First of all, I just want to say you guys do such a terrific job. I look forward to Talkback Thursday every, you know.
We look forward to your calls. Thank you, Sarah.
The point I'm just wanting to make is that with a country like ours where there's so much graft and corruption and sky-high, you know, all kinds of problems and turmoil going on here with the economic state, I think we have to laugh and we have to laugh out loud. You know what I mean? That's the only way to get through it, because I think of all the crap that we've been through in the last, at least in the last 2 years, it's been really bad, I think. So I think laughing, you know, gets us through for a country that lacks so much transparency on so many things. You know, the GST, I mean, the middle class are suffering, they're struggling. And I think our lower class is doing even worse now, thanks to some people. So I think we need to laugh to get through it, you know?
All right. Thank you very much, Sarah.
Thank you very much. 0377109000 is the number to call. You can text us at 0162019000. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
All right. And we'll read out those texts and tweets in just a little bit. In the meantime, to take us to the news, a little Tracy Chapman for you this evening, talking about a revolution. BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. You're with Caroline and Ezra here on the Evening Edition Talk Back Thursday. And I know we kept on announcing that the news was coming on. It never came on. Keith is actually in the studio waiting. He's very, very anxious. We'll get to you in a bit, Keith. Hold on to your horses. In the meantime, we're asking you whether or not you think political humor aggravates tensions, or is it an outlet for release?
I'll get a text in. When the authorities get paranoid about political humor, it's a sure sign it's hitting close to the truth. A tweet that says, I am bank legend.
Okay, so keep those coming in. Keith is just raring to go, and this one's for real. Here we go. Good evening to you. It's Caroline and Ezra keeping you company on Talkback Thursday, discussing, well, political humor, believe it or not.
That's right. MCMC have implied that it is unlawful to spread modified pictures, unverified news, or any form of speculation or mockery regarding the 1MDB fiasco. This is on the back of the trending hashtag 1MDB movies. Call us at 03-771-09000 and tell us what you think. Text us at 016-201-9000 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
And on the line, we have Tariq. Hi, Tariq. Tell us what you think. Oh, we had Tariq. We seem to have lost him. Unfortunately, the number to call is 03-771-09000. Let's try again, Tariq.
Hi.
Ah, he's there. All right, hallelujah.
Okay.
Go.
I just wanted to ask a question. The question is basically political humor.
Yep.
Yeah, what was the question?
Well, whether or not political humor actually aggravates tensions, or do you think it's harmless, sort of an outlet for release?
Well, it really depends, doesn't it? I've always had this particular principle with regards to humor. If humor is, it really depends on what the purpose of humor is. Is the humor punching up or is it punching down in terms of who it makes fun of and who it mocks and what kind of message it has? I mean, if you're going to have in political humor, you can have two kinds of political humor. You can have stuff that basically denigrates minorities of people who are less powerful. You can have humor that basically mocks the more powerful.
Well, Tariq, on this situation with regards to the 1MDB fiasco, you tell us whether this is punching up or punching down, because you know, it's basically on the back of this trending hashtag 1MDB movies, and everybody's sort of making a play about different movies through this fiasco. It's like crouching PM, hidden RM, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, is it a scenario where, you know, can people sort of express how they feel about it through what they feel is funny?
When you think about it, this current situation, right, the MCMC has basically said, you know what, this sort of thing is against the law. And you kind of, we're kind of in an environment where if we criticize the wrong thing, we get clapped in sedition.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me, is it punching up or punching down? I'm pretty sure we're kind of down here, we're punching up. And the way the response has been is, oh, you know what, we're going to charge you with a crime, we're going to charge you in court. So I'm pretty sure the power gradient here is, well, we're kind of the ones getting punched down, and we're punching up in response with humor.
Right.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, is it harmless? But yeah, I think in this case it is, because what kind of harm are you expecting ordinary citizens who are making fucking crap on Twitter to do? I mean, are these people gonna ruin lives?
Yeah, I think, I mean, clearly it's a matter of perspectives, right? And I'm just wondering, you know, if it does hurt just even one individual, you know.
Well, I particularly might know who that individual might be, though, in this scenario.
That's good.
Yeah, we're going to just check on some tweets here. You know, there's a tweet that came in. A little creative humor is not going to hurt anyone. Laughter is still the best medicine. Of course, somebody's texted in saying, definitely no harm. The country's been trying to promote democracy and freedom of speech. However, the way we look at it now, it seems like the authorities are trying to instill some fear into people spreading this apparently fake news.
Right, so keep those messages coming in. 0162019000, that's the number to text. And you can call us on 77109000. The question is whether or not you think political humor aggravates tensions or is it harmless? Is it an outlet for release? Victor, what say you?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
If MCMC is trying to ban laughter, I can tell them that they are not going to succeed. I think even North Korean, they are allowed to laugh at these Kim Jong-un jokes, right?
I don't know that. I don't know whether I would dare to.
Okay, I think these days there are so many things to laugh at. Yesterday, I laughed all day over our Prime Minister's lawyer letter to the Wall Street Journal. It's so funny. People say something bad about your client and then you ask them to repeat it to confirm their position. I think it has never been done before. So it's so laughable.
Thank you very much for that, Victor. I suppose we're treading in new waters here.
Well, I mean, you know, there is this whole issue about 1MDB. It's been going on for quite some time now. And it feels strange that now that we're sort of hitting an interesting point in the discussion. And it seems that the crime of making fun of 1MDB is far more urgent than the actual alleged crime of 1MDB. And that's the concern right there, isn't it?
That's very true. Davis says humor is important. Hey, Davis, what do you make of this?
Hey, so, hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I mean, if you take a look, for example, I think humor is infinitely important when you come to spread the message. Because you take a look at the US, you have people, news anchors like John Oliver, John Stewart, you have people like, Stephen Colbert. And these people, they're out there, they use humor to, in a way, twist the message, but then they get it out to the general audience. Because I think a lot of young folks especially, they don't actually like to read the news. They don't really like to see the news on TV when it's like on the news air. But the thing is, when it comes to humor, a lot of people can appreciate these kind of things. And the thing is, the young crowd itself, when it comes to humor, when they listen to it on air, they get curious. They think, what is it? They want to have their own opinion. So they go online, they check it out, they learn what it is. And in fact, they get educated.
Yeah, so political engagement is what it encourages, you think?
It encourages and it engages to a certain extent as well, I think.
Right.
So it's just that it's an important tool to get the message out to people who are not so interested. And the more people know, the better, because then people can make their own choices. Making their own choices makes this country a better place.
Thank you very much for that, Davis. 0377109000, number to call. Answer this question. Do you think political humor aggravates tensions or is it an outlet for release? Is it harmless? On the line, we have Kelvin. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Kelvin.
Okay, guys, come on. Between me and you, our age, we are grown up going through with political humor. Now, why now can't? Since my young boy, I've been reading Lard for so long. Lard is full of political humor. So why now not? Is it that artists can do so, and now with Facebook, normal people cannot do so?
And do you think this scenario has gotten worse over the years?
We've been feeding with it since we were young, watching, reading Lard. You know, through Mahathir times. With Mahathir times, Lard has been using so many pictures, and it's full of humor. We laugh about it. There's no harm. Mahathir never stopped Lard from drawing it out.
No, that's a fair point. I mean, Lard was a great example of Malaysian political humor. It's one of our earliest examples of, those great comic strips, right?
That's right. Thank you very much for that, Kelvin. The number to call is 0377109000. You can text us at 0162019000, asking you whether or not you think political humor aggravates tensions or do you think it's harmless. Talk Back Thursday. We'll be right back. Stay with us here, BFM 89.9. fun. It most certainly is. So keep those numbers handy, close to you, and give us a call. It's Caroline and Ezra with you on Talk Back Thursday, asking you whether you think political humor aggravates tensions, or do you think it's harmless, good outlet for release? Timothy. Timothy's gone. However, that wasn't as smooth a transition as I would have liked, but we tried. On the line, we have Tina now. Tina, let's hope for.
Hi.
Yes, there you are. Hi, Tina.
Okay, no, you know what? We need to laugh, because if we don't laugh, we're all be crying, reading all this news. But you know what I think is most interesting about them coming out with this and making this statement?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a distraction tactic, because now you guys are talking about, you know, whether we should be making a joke out of it, and no one's actually talking about the one MPB issue.
Ah,
mm-hmm.
So that's me and my conspiracy theory.
Put back that tinfoil hat on.
Thank you very much for that, Tina. Once again, the number is 0377109000. Text us at 016-201-9000.
Well, it really corresponds to a text message that we just got. You know, it's a classic case of brain versus bronze. When the government can't come up with a better comeback or reasons, then they throw threats and fear.
CB on the line. Hey, CB. CB? He was on the line, or she was on the line. I'm not sure where to go with the name CB, but we have a Ho. Hi, Ho.
Hi, this is Paul here. Good evening.
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hi. The thought that I have around this issue is that I think the political situation in our country, a lot of us are getting very frustrated.
Yeah.
And I think we have been voicing out it in social media in different manners, and we just feel that there's no hope. There is, like, there's nothing that we are saying that's getting across to anyone. The people that are in power are not don't seem to be taking note of that. So sometimes we have to resort to humor, to just laugh it away, you know, and just because we are living in a country where your decisions are going to affect us. And as we are living through day by day, you know, with prices of this increasing and that increasing, we need some humor to give us a little bit of perspective in life. That is still worth living here in Malaysia.
But do you think humour communicates? Because so what you said a little earlier, so nobody's getting the message, right? It's trying to filter it from the top down. Do you think humour helps to actually communicate that message better?
I'm thinking that there is no political resolve. There is no willingness on the people who are in power to actually want to make a change. It's more of, I impose this, you just listen and you just follow. The people, the you can hear from the many talkbacks that we have, the many people who are calling in, there's so much frustration, there's so much disappointment and hopelessness, you know, carried by our wonderful Malaysians all over the place.
I'm so curious because, you know, this approach that we're seeing from MCMC, it's not an unfamiliar approach. Do you think it's effective anymore, considering how well connected people are to being more informed about, you know, current news and current affairs?
I think the previous person pointed it quite well, in the sense that it's a distraction. They try, every time we have something serious going on, then they come up with a Mickey Mouse policy, you know, which will get everyone really ruffled, really angry. You know, we're going to cancel Facebook, you're going to cancel this, you're going to cancel that. Then we all get very ruffled. And then we lose sight of the issue. My question always is, you know, if you can come up, we can sit down and think about what are the ways to agitate your people. Why not you sit down and think of ways on how to fix the problems in the first place?
All right, that's a good question. Thank you very much for that. Keep the calls coming in, 0377109000. Humor is important, says Monty. Hi.
Hi, hey. This is Monty here.
Hey.
Hi, Caroline, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you very much.
Okay, let me start with an old story that during World War II, when Hitler was almost the emperor of half Europe, he still allows people on the street to make fun of him, of his puppet, and making fun of him. So he allows that. So he allows humor, for people to have humor.
Well, I don't know. It's quite concerning if we're going to go for a Hitler reference when it comes to the acceptable level of humor now, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But I thought it was a bit extreme. I'm wondering whether I'll be in trouble now.
Well, take it easy there, Monty. If you're in trouble, so are we. Let's, try and stay the line. On the line is Shah. There's nothing to hide, Shah says.
Hi, Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Can we try?
Mm-hmm.
How are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you very much. What do you think of this situation? Political humor aggravates tensions or is it harmless?
First of all, today I was told that the currency, US currency, is almost the same as Ahmad Mazlan's GBA.
Oh, snap. Wow. That, can I say, you know, 10 points for you on that particular joke. Well done.
Thank you.
Too much humor. Too much humor for me.
Eventually, we keep making fun of Dato Ahmad Mazlan. So he turned out to be a good cook, nasi goreng Priok. So when he has nothing to hide, he keep on coming and we keep making fun of him. He doesn't threat us to eventually sue us or keep us quiet. He just be himself. And when we see this, we say, all right. So eventually, this man is a leader. He takes whatever he says. So he says GST is good. So eventually, he go for it. Hmm. Nothing to hide.
Well, it's interesting because, I mean, I guess the example that you just gave is, you know, a lot of people made fun of, I think, that particular image that you're referring to. But, of course, his response was, you know, just sort of to take it with the punches, right?
Yeah, he's a great leader. So he just took it as like a man.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Interesting example. Interesting.
03-771-09000. Do you think political humor is a good outlet for release, or do you think it aggravates tensions? Riz says humor does aggravate. Riz?
Yes, hello. This is Riz speaking. Hey, Caroline.
Hi there.
Hi, Riz.
Yeah. No, I would say that it does aggravate tensions. The tensions of the guys in power, that is.
Oh, right. I tell you, everyone who's calling in is a comedian. Well done.
The fact is, we do need to laugh at each other, and if the government just can't see that, then what use are they in power anyway? Hmm. I mean, we need to, what do you call, to look at it objectively. Sure, we've got a problem, we need to actually solve it, but at least, what do you call, give us our chance to actually make a couple of laughs about it so that we just don't feel so stressed about it and feel so negative about it.
And do you think this particular approach of, you know, clamping down on this type of expression, do you think that it's something that's effective anymore? Do you think that people are just not going to be willing to, you know, actually abide by such regulations?
Question for you, Ezra. Watched V for Vendetta. Remember what happened when they decided to actually clamp down on humor? One big uprising come November 5th. You can expect the same.
I'll have to check the ending for that movie again. Thank you very much for your call. We're going to move on to our next caller, but here's a quick text message. What aggravates tension is not the political humor, but the act of banning such humor. As soon as they threaten to take action against these harmless remarks to restrict the freedom of speech, then they give issue of legitimacy to some of these wordings. And of course, another hashtag that I thought you'd enjoy, Caroline. Dude, where's my money?
Stephen on
Ashton
the line.
Ashton Kutcher, folks. Ashton Kutcher.
Stephen, hi. Stephen?
Or Ashton Kutcher, are you there?
Neither Stephen nor Ashton on the line, unfortunately. Ryan on the line saying there's no harm in humor. Ryan?
Hi, good evening. There's really no harm in political jokes. As one of my idols said, I would like to paraphrase what he said, without sense of humor, he would have died a long time ago, and that's attributed to Mahatma Gandhi.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. 03-771-09000. On the line is Mei Yi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Caroline. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. What do you think of this?
So I think it does stick. A very good example of that is the case of Sarah Palin, right? She was basically satire to the max during the elections by Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
And I think that created the perception that she's pretty much a bimbo. I mean, it could be true, but I think it really sticks.
And when you say it really sticks, in that it punches down, or do you think it punches up in that particular scenario, or?
I think it ratchets up that perception of how she is. And it probably brought it to a level which may or may not be fair to her as well.
Hmm. Well, what's interesting is because, I mean, that's one perspective. So my perspective was that, you know, she was put forth as a, you know, a legitimate, you know, vice presidential candidate. But in fact, the satire that surrounded it actually made question as to whether she was actually qualified, whether
Incredible.
She had the necessary credentials to do so. And I think the satire that was put on her made it plainly known that she wasn't.
I completely agree. I mean, maybe the example of Hillary Clinton would have been more interesting. I think there was one time during the primary with Obama, and one particular episode that says like, reason why you should select me instead of Obama is because I'm a bad loser, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that also forms a certain perception about Hillary Clinton, which again may or may not be fair to her, but that really sticks and it creates a perception about her, which you know may very well affect the voting pattern.
All right. Thank you very much for that.
What's interesting about that is that, you know, within the context of political humor in America, it's very present, mm-hmm. whereas in the context of Malaysia, it's practically absent.
Okay, fair enough. Very quickly, we're going to squeeze in one more caller before heading for the news. Raj on the line. Hi, Raj.
Hi, Raj. Sorry, this is Raj.
Yes. Hi,
very,
Raj.
Very quickly, in my experience, political humor is serious business in terms of direct investors from overseas.
Mm-hmm.
About 25 years ago, I remember I was a journalist, and I had to put together a group of young people from Malaysia to talk to some advisors from overseas. And they asked many questions about business climate, what have you, how is it to start business, so on and so forth, to a group of young people. And then one of the things that they spoke about is, what are the political jokes that are current?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked, why do you ask? And they said, from the jokes, on top of everything else, of financials, they also get a sense of if there's corruption in the country, if it's rampant, or it's just about the personality of a politician, so on and so forth. So some people view it very seriously.
But certainly a good window into a reality is what you would say?
Yes, yes. They want to know what is the current political joke.
Thank you very much for that. The number to call, 03-77-109-1000. Number to text, 016-201-9000. And you can tweet us at BFM Radio.
There's a message here that says, Siapa makan cili dirasa pedas lah. If there's nothing to hide, then don't worry about it. Just take it with a pinch of salt.
Mm. All right, we're asking you whether or not you think political humor aggravates tensions, or do you think it's harmless? Do you think it's an outlet for release, right? Talk Back Thursday. Do keep your calls coming in. The lines are open. This is BFM 89.9. A very good evening to you. Yes, Talk Back Thursday with Caroline and Ezra. We're talking about political humor today and whether or not you think it aggravates tensions or whether it's harmless, an outlet for release. The number to call to tell us what you think is 03-77-109-1000. You can also send those texts our way, 016-201-9000, or tweet us at BFM Radio.
And of course, you know, this whole issue came about because of the trending hashtag 1MDB movies. We've received a whole bunch of them through SMS and Twitter. This one I quite enjoy, Dead Men Walking. That Thing You Do.
Okay, Simon on the line. Hey, Simon. Simon?
I think he's still laughing from that particular...
Yeah, it was just such a good pun. Nazir on the line. Hi. Okay. Well, we seem to be having problems with our lines.
Well, you know, we'll go through some of the text messages. You know, we have one here. You know, the world is already laughing at our expense. We Malaysians have every right to laugh at ourselves, too. You know, who are the authorities to basically take our right away from that issue? We've got all sorts of tweets coming in that says, you know, well, here's another one for the hashtag WhatMDB movies. Indiana Joe Raiders of the Lost Fund. Quite a few interesting...
You seem to be entertaining yourself quite a bit there.
Do you know why? Because I think it's the most harmless way of making sense of this crazy situation. Because, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, it's natural. The fact that they're trying to make it a crime is just unbelievable almost.
It is. Let's see what our callers have to say. Hello?
Hello, this is Logie here.
Hi, Logie. What say you?
Okay, the general rule among newspaper editors is if you don't get the truth, they publish rumors. So when... humor circulates, so it is just harmless.
All right. And, you know, I mean, it's one thing, you know, were there any other rules that the editors were sort of giving tips on?
Not yet. I already know about this rule. When you say, I've got no comments, they know you are lying.
All right.
So they publish rumors. So humor is a very light form of mongering, that's all. So it's harmless.
Well, humor. It's humor, after all. Right. Thank you very much for that. Young on the line. Hey, Young.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello.
Hi, we can hear you loud and clear. You're on air. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with the last caller. If you want to know something about a country and you're the foreigner, listen to the jokes of the people. Remember the time when the artist came in and wanted to draw the crime scene in Johor Bahru? Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The authorities quickly came and just rubbed off that beautiful caricatures on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my thoughts are these. When the people begin to joke and draw comics and cartoons, they're actually putting money into the pockets of the politicians. If they're humble enough, they'll take note and do something about it. It's my view.
Thank you very much. I suppose you can read a lot into the temperature of society.
Well, you can read a lot, of course, if you're into some sort of brand of comedy. You can always head over to the Crack House Comedy Club in Tamantown, Dr. Smail. They've all got all sorts of entertainment happening nearly every weeknight.
One of my favourite places to go, really. Yeah. James on the line. Hey, James.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes,
loud
we can.
And clear.
Hi, guys. My opinion is that political humour does offend, but you know what? It's fine. Anger, it's a normal emotion that humans go through. And, you know, I think we often forget that they are still public servants. So if we are angry with them, then they should be humble enough to have a think about it. And you know what they say, jokes are half truths. So, you know, work on it.
Hmm. But I suppose beyond that also, I mean, yes, you know, public servants, but also human, you know. Hmm. I don't know whether or not they should be subject to a different standard. What do you think?
I think when you take a job up as a public servant, you have to accept that you are putting yourself up to the public. It comes with a job. It's like you can't say, I want to be a celebrity, but please stop taking photos of me when I'm having lunch with my son.
Right.
You know, it goes with the job.
Yeah, it's part of the job description to sort of roll with the punches and, of course, you know, be accountable for whatever your actions are as well.
We'll see what David has to say. Hey, David.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
How's it going?
Not too bad. What do you have to say about this particular issue on political humor?
Personally, there's nothing wrong with, you know, cracking jokes on whatever that's going on. I would rather, you know, have people crack jokes instead of hitting the streets, you know, and causing demonstrations and things like that. But the way that they are reacting, to be honest with you, I just look at them as like a bunch of schoolgirls. I don't like what you say about me. And that's it.
I don't friend you.
Yes.
So is that sort of, is that what you think the response is by the relevant authorities, that, you know, we don't like what you're saying, therefore, you know, you guys should sort of keep quiet on this issue?
Yeah, you know, it's sad to say this, but, you know, it kind of reflects their maturity level.
Thank you very much. 03-77-109-000, talking about political humour, whether you think it aggravates tensions or whether you think it's harmless. 016-201-9000 is the number to text. However, we have Sue on the line. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I just want to bring up the issue that the point that humour may be fun, but when it comes to a certain recommendation, we may touch on sensitivity. Now, previously, I think in the past, famous comic, which is Lat, L-A-T, Lat,
right?
Yep. He used to bring up a lot of humor into this paper. But it actually brings some issue. There are actually some agenda behind all of the particular humor that he brings up. Okay? Now, what I say is, when it's extreme, you look at the new paper that wrote about this about Allah, you know, and all those things they put into comics, they may treat it as a humorous, or they may treat it as harmless, but it is very sensitive to other races, you know, or the Muslim in the world.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's a case of, you know, who who's there on the receiving end of that particular joke. I mean, Lat, you know, he's often cited, at least in this program thus far, is somebody who would always know where the target of, you know, his punchlines were.
He would, but he would also, he would do it in, I want to say, a tasteful manner, but you sort of know when to pull back,
yeah, and,
right?
And you have to be really smart about it. I mean, you know, this is something that I repeatedly talk about on our monthly show, Finding the Funny.
Mm, my favorite show of all time. 03-77-109-000 on the line is Chan, who says it's only funny if it's true. Chan?
Hey, hi Caroline.
Hi, what do you think?
I think humor only works if it's funny. If it's not funny, it's just a pointless statement. And if it's funny, normally it's because it's true. Now, if the joke is pointed at someone, that someone finds it that, you know, this is not true, it's just a pointless statement. Why get, you know, riled about it? But if it's funny, that means something is very true there, isn't it? So if, let's say, someone would say, Chan, you're smelly, you never change underwear. If I check and I smell myself, there's nothing wrong, then I'll just ignore that person.
Right. I never saw it in the underwear analogy kind of way, so thank you very much for clarifying that.
It also has to do with healthy self-esteem, I suppose. Yes. But if enough people tell you that, Chan, you're smelly, Chan, please believe it, you probably are. 03-7710-9000 is the number to call. And you can text us.
Yeah, 016-201-9000. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Here's a quick text message from Max. Even tyrannical monarchs of old tolerated the court jester. He was a channel for the ruler to learn of opinions that otherwise would not be known.
Okay, Siva on the line saying, Malaysians have had enough humour. Siva, what do you mean?
To be honest, Caroline, I think Malaysians have already should be done laughing and really look hard at themselves about what they are doing.
We're laughing too much. We're not taking action. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I mean, actually. You see, I mean, in any instance, take, for example, a forum. If you were to go to a Malaysian forum, and if you were to ask a serious question, I can guarantee 7 out of 10 of them would be really useless, knee-jerk comedy. So what I feel is that Malaysians really take a hard look at themselves and think, how long more are we going to laugh about it?
All right. Thank you very much for that. I mean, it's an interesting point because, you know, there seems to be a sense of helplessness when it comes to hoping certain actions are taken so that a certain amount of transparency and accountability, you know, goes forth with all of these things that we're reading in the headlines, all of these things we're reading in newspapers. But the most that the average man on the street can do is just laugh at it and, of course, get on with their day.
Yeah, that's true. But Sarah's on the line. Last few calls before we wrap things up. Sarah?
Yeah. Okay.
Hi.
Politics and humor. You see, politics and politicians have always been made fun of. And most of the politicians laugh at stuff. There is a big fuss about it. It's humor, you know. Like, even Gulliver's Travel made fun of politics. So politics and humor is good. It's very, very enjoyable.
Thank you very much for that. Moving over to Hannah C. on the line. Hi.
Hi.
Your thoughts?
To answer your question, I don't think political humor aggravates tension. In fact, it takes away the seriousness of the issue, you know.
Carry on.
But that's the exact reason why I don't think political issues should be taken as a humor or something, because it often doesn't lead to the resolution to tackle the issue, right? Because
But do you think that it plays an important role in, say, for example, bringing awareness of the issue to the people?
No, I don't think it does. By making humor of it, it gives the impression of like the issue is not so serious and something like that. So people.
Right. So you think it trivializes the issue?
Yeah, I mean, some issues should not be like there should be more urgency and seriousness in it. I mean,
All right.
Yeah, by making it as a joke, I mean, people doesn't take it seriously.
Thank you very much for that.
Well, that's an interesting point. I think there's another angle to it. I think when you're making a particular joke, and especially if you're punching up, I think it disempowers whatever sort of facade that you know certain authorities have. And I think that's a very interesting and powerful tool that is being used.
It certainly is. And sometimes it is the only tool that's available when you clamp down around everything. Our final caller for the day is in Natasha. Well, our final caller was Natasha. Unfortunately, we don't have that anymore. Any text messages you'd like to share?
Yes, we have one from Douglas that goes, I do believe if they are banning political humor instead of reflecting on the reasons behind the jokes, perhaps they shouldn't be leading the country. Kind of shows how mature they are at handling problems. I've got another one from Kumar that says, hashtag 1MDBs, of course, 1MDB movies, contributing to the plethora of suggestions. The Lord of the Ringgit, the two transfers.
All right, more on Talkback Thursday when we get back. This is BFM 89.9. Caroline Inez. Ezra with you. This Talk Back Thursday, we've been discussing political humour and what you think of it. Do you think it aggravates tensions, or do you think it's an outlet for release? I think for the most part, everybody has pretty much said, well, most people have pretty much said that, you know, if you can laugh about something, you should.
Yeah, and yeah. Of course, you know, this is on the back of, I guess, the announcement by the MCMC warning the public not to spread modified pictures, unverified news items, and of course, it's you know, this whole issue of mockery regarding the 1MDB fiasco through social media. And so what we want to do, I mean, this past hour or so, we've been talking about it on more for casual purposes and just something that really makes sense on a day-to-day basis, but managed to catch up with Nizam Bashir, a lawyer, just find out what are the legal perspectives on this particular warning, and here are his thoughts on this.
Well, I think satire and jokes is part and parcel of Malaysian life. And no doubt these sections were probably enacted for a particular purpose. I don't necessarily subscribe to the idea that those sections apply to jokes or satire as such. Yeah. In particular, when you talk about section 233, there are phrases within the section which I think is unconstitutional. And you have similar provisions in other jurisdictions like Australia and India, where they have challenged sections with similar wordings, and the courts in those jurisdictions have actually said that the section is unconstitutional because it is vague and arbitrary. So an individual would find themselves hard-pressed to conduct themselves in a way which you don't run foul of the provision in question. My fallback position always is Article 10. Everyone has the right to speech and expression. So when there's any desire to regulate that speech and expression, it can be on certain grounds, on grounds of public order, health or morality, but those grounds have got to be reasonable, and the provision in question cannot be read so in such a manner to the extent that even jokes and satire runs foul of that right. I don't think that would be the way to go about it. Over and above what you have in the Federal Constitution, you of course have the Content Code. And it's interesting that within the Content Code itself, there is an exception for satire and parody. And over and above that, when it's clear to the user that the content is fictional, or when it's preceded by a statement that the content found on the website is not factual. So I think for that reason, I think that amplifies what I said earlier. And I think, you know, the MCMC probably shouldn't be stepping into regulating something like this. I think we need to have a sense of humour about things.
Well, thank you very much. So making clear the legal parameters, Nizam Bashir, constitutional lawyer. Thank you very much for that. As well as all your calls, all your texts, all your tweets. If you missed any part of that show, you know where to head to. BFM.my, download that podcast. For now, The Black Crows. Playing us out with Hard to Handle, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.